This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Jesus Christ speaks into our lives, and as we open the Bible today, why don't you just pray to him in your heart and say, Lord Jesus, if you want to speak to me right now, I'm listening. In Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 15, Jesus says, "Beware of the false prophets," people who claim to be speaking for God, but they're really not. "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." They're really just trying to get something from you to benefit themselves. There's a lot of people who come to us that way, aren't there? Religious leaders, individuals that we know, who just want something from us. Jesus says, "You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits." Then Jesus gives some verses that are even more challenging. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day," that is, the last day, the day when they stand before God and give an account of their lives, "many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? We stood up and gave a challenging message in your name. And in your name cast out demons?'" I mean, that seems like evidence enough, doesn't it? "And in your name perform many miracles?" Jesus says, "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Jesus is saying the evidence of real conversion in a person's life is a changed lifestyle. It's kind of a scary passage, isn't it? These people thought that they were a part of God's family, but they weren't. They may even have been well-known Christian personalities, famous for their messages from God, their casting out of demons, their other miracles. But on the day of judgment, God will say to them, "I never knew you." They thought that their miraculous evidences were proof of God in their lives. But what Jesus is saying to us today is that the thing that demonstrates the activity of God in our lives is that we do the will of God, that we obey and honor God with our lives. Now, obeying God is not the way to become acceptable to God. None of us are good enough for that. But after we have been made acceptable because of what Jesus did for us, not what we do, then, when God has made a right relationship with us, he begins to change the way that we live. Do you want to know if a Bible teacher is truly from God? Are they humble or cocky? Are they self-confident or trusting in God? Do their lives bear the fruit? Is their lifestyle reflective of Jesus' lifestyle? That's what Jesus says. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who's in heaven." That's the evidence that God is truly in someone's life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.